I decided to take a shower. Sometimes thinking about nothing with hot water running over your body is great therapy. I sighed as the tension eased from my shoulders. For the moment, the water felt good and I relaxed. I closed my eyes and thought about Maven. Wouldn't it be great if she joined me in here? The thought of her with me and the warm water aroused me, but she'd never join me. Suddenly, the bathroom door opened to a crazed monkey. Marco flew into the bathroom, bounced off the walls, and leaped into my arms. He flipped over, upside down, and pointed to his ass, screaming and waving. Ants. He had them all over his backside. By his reaction, they belonged to the biting variety. I struggled to push him away, but he wrapped his legs around my neck. I stood there, naked, covered with soap and water, staring into a monkey's sphincter when he released a terrible howl as if in awful pain. In his panic, Marco thrashed and drove his face into my scrotum and bit me. I screamed, flying around, trying to get him away from me, and fell onto the floor. We wrestled and fought. I got a foot on his face, pushing him away. I grabbed at my bleeding manhood, knowing things could never get any worse. Just then, things got worse. Much worse. The bathroom door had swung wide open, and I had an audience. "Oh my gods," Maven said, staring at us. "That is disgusting! With a monkey!" Nikolai also stood there, his eyes bugging out and his jaw dropping open. Looking like you'd expect a stone man staring at a pervert molesting a chimpanzee to look.
Poor monkey mon. What did he do to you?
I tried to say, it's not like this. I didn't do anything. But it sounded like a high-pitched,
ah!
That continued until I couldn't breathe. Then I broke down into blubbering sobs, with snuffling and moaning thrown in.
Just stay away from me, Maven said. You're sick. I never want to talk to you again. Oh, by the way, I cracked the code. I found a barbarian world within range. We'll dump you there, you monkey-molesting pervert.